The immigration department struggling to process a big backlog of asylum seeker applications. The immigration minister, Peter Dutton, says it'll take until 2018 to process 24,000 asylum seekers. He blames the delays on stricter security requirements and a lack of interpreters. Refugee advocates say the reason is an inefficient system which is leaving thousands in limbo. Bridget Brennan reports.
About 24,000 asylum seekers living in Australia haven't been assessed by the Immigration Department. It's likely to take at least 3 years and millions of dollars to get through the backlog of cases. The Immigration Minister is Peter Dutton.
People know that there is an additional cost in processing these applications. We know that it is very important for us to get the identity of people right because we shouldn't be releasing people into the community about whom we know very little. In some cases, we're not even able to identify their name and date of birth, let alone to substantiate their claims for protection. So this is a long and protracted caseload mix that we have. And it's going to be expensive to do that, so there will be a budgetary impact.
Peter Dutton says his department is under strain and he blames some of the delay on a lack of interpreters.
It has been the case that there's been a turnover of staff over several years, particularly at the height of Labor's time in government, because this is stressful work, working through these applications. And the department on a day-to-day basis is funded to provide the resources that they need. They'll employ those people when they're needed to work through that huge problem that Labor created, and they'll deal with that in relation to interpreters, in relation to those that can decipher documents otherwise, but also the resources that we need from the intelligence agencies otherwise.
Con Karpaniotidis is the chief executive of the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre. He believes the government could easily recruit more interpreters to work for the immigration department.
This delay is not caused by a lack of interpreters. There are plenty of Tamil, Hazaragi, Persian and Arabic interpreters. The Department of Immigration runs TIS, the Translating Interpreting Service, the largest interpreting service in the country. There are plenty of interpreters. And when you're a government that can afford $3 billion a year to lock up a few thousand people offshore, I'm sure you could afford to train up more interpreters. I used to be asking the minister, well, how much has he invested in interpreters? How many new interpreters are they recruiting? How many interpreter scholarships? Here are some great opportunities. How about letting thousands of those people who are not allowed to work be skilled up as interpreters?
Refugee advocates want the minister to grant work rights to thousands of asylum seekers on a bridging visa. Currently, the government needs to approve every individual case. Con Karpaniotidis again.
The latest figures that are publicly available is 10,000 or some 28,000 have the right to work. There's at least 18,000 that we know of based on the last stats from about 6 weeks ago that do not have the right to work. The majority of the people that we assist here at the ASRC do not have the right to work. The minister could easily, by amending the migration regulations, grant every single one of these people the right to work. Why hasn't he done that? Why is he leaving more than half of these people in absolute destitution, living on about $7 a day to feed, clothe and travel after they've paid for a room somewhere? The minister's failed them miserably. He's done bugger all.
The government reintroduced temporary protection visas last year, but the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre says it doesn't know of anyone who's been approved for a temporary protection visa.
Bridget Brennan.